As we approach 1 year since the Hamas attack on Israel, Jewish and Muslim people are preparing special services and memorials to honor lives lost. Mosques and synagogues are paying special attention to ways that they can bolster security for their members heading into October 7th. From member station WBEZ, Adora Namikadeh reports.
Hi, this is Adora from NPR. I'm here.
Yes, second door after I buzz.
Okay, thank you.
Two doorbells and a metal detector later, I walk into the Chicago Loop Synagogue. It's the largest synagogue in the city's downtown.
You never know who's going to show up. That's why we're here, is to serve them.
That's the congregation's president, Lee Zolden. Her synagogue was attacked in 2017. Vandals smashed the building's front window and placed peel-and-stick swastikas on the entrance.
We've always been very security conscious. I mean, we have to be. It's not like all of a sudden we thought, oh, we were so stupid before, and now we really have to get our act together.
Chicago Loop Synagogue has increased security over time. In addition to two doorbells with cameras and a metal detector, it requires guests to call in advance before visiting.
And the rest I can't talk about, but there are numerous other systems that we have. You know, there would be considered best practices for any synagogue.
After the October 7th attack and the war in Gaza that followed, the Department of Homeland Security offered resources and information for faith leaders to help keep their communities safe. Among them were recommendations like training greeters on de-escalation techniques, evaluating vulnerabilities in their buildings, and pursuing grants to provide new resources for security. In 2005, Congress authorized the Federal Nonprofit Security Grant Program. This year, they allocated $675 million to the program, more than 20 times the amount they gave originally. With October 7th approaching, Nathan Diamond, public policy director of the Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations of America, says,
virtually every synagogue has been in touch with local police. They're going to have increased patrols, both by police and also by volunteers. And, you know, we just want to make sure that everybody's safe.
Mosques in the Chicago area are also taking precautionary steps ahead of October 7th. Maggie Slavin is the operations manager for CARE Chicago, the Council on American Islamic Relations.
Other suburbs of Chicago are a little bit luckier just because they might have really large Muslim populations or have sometimes better relationships with police. But I know in the city of Chicago, getting CPD to work with us has been extremely challenging.
CARE works with more than 30 mosques in the Chicago area. Slavin says local Muslims generally do not feel that police follow through on their requests for extra help.
A lot of people would like to see some added layer. And so we're kind of turning to private security because we were not able to always get in with local police departments and get them to take us seriously.
The Chicago Police Department declined a request for an interview. In a statement, the CPD told NPR that, quote, as always, we are monitoring all activity. And while there is no actionable intelligence at this time, we will have an increased police presence to ensure the city's faith communities are not only safe, but feel safe. As the conflict in the Middle East escalates, the Orthodox Union's Nathan Diamond sees the safety of all faith communities as connected.
If one group does not enjoy religious freedom, then nobody's religious freedom in the United States is really secure.
For NPR News, I'm Adora Namigadeh in Chicago.